Senator John Kerry officially kicked off his presidential campaign today with a rousing speech in South Carolina. The announcement was certainly not a surprise. The Massachusetts Democrat has been campaigning and raising money for close to a year. This spring, Kerry was regarded by many as the leading Democratic contender, but he's since been overtaken by the anti-war and iconoclastic message of Howard Dean. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
With an aircraft carrier as a backdrop, John Kerry surrounded himself today with fellow Vietnam veterans with whom he patrolled the Mekong Delta as a young Navy officer. Kerry used most of the address to challenge President Bush on taxes, the environment, and on his handling of the war in Iraq. Kerry voted in favor of the resolution authorizing the president to go to war, but he's been critical of the way Mr. Bush has done it.
I voted to threaten the use of force to make Saddam Hussein comply with the resolutions of the United Nations. I believe that was right. But it was wrong to rush to war without building a true international coalition and with no plan to win the peace.
The stakes are high for Kerry, who was once considered by many as the Democrat to beat. The decorated military hero had money, endorsements, and experience. But then came Howard Dean. The former Vermont governor has become the insurgent, so far raising a lot more money and a good deal more excitement.
And John Kerry has been left with a role that he is not very comfortable with or familiar with, that of the Washington insider.
That's Dan Payne, a Boston-based political consultant who worked on several of Kerry's statewide campaigns. Payne says Kerry excelled in races early in his career, in which he was considered the outsider. But Payne says Dean has won over voters with an unequivocal anti-war message and a call to completely roll back the Bush tax cut. By contrast, Payne says Kerry is more cautious.
He's halfway on the war. He's halfway on the Bush tax cut. He's halfway on a Gephardt health care proposal. So in an eagerness to be down the middle, it's hard for people to understand what that means.
I think basically in a sentence, it's message versus no message up to this point.
Pollster John Zogby found that Dean is leading Kerry by some 20 points in his most recent survey of New Hampshire voters. Zogby says Dean grabbed an issue that excites hardcore Democrats.
He has appealed by throwing red meat to the liberal and very liberal voters who are likely to show up in New Hampshire. Kerry, on the other hand, has been nuanced, but can't boil it down to a bumper sticker, which is essential to a winning campaign and appealing to voters.
Of course, there's 4.5 more months to go before the first votes are even cast. But Andrew Smith, a pollster from the University of New Hampshire, says as early as last winter, Kerry could have done more to exploit his presumed status as the frontrunner.
He didn't seem to do that much to follow up on that. The New Hampshire electorate's like a jealous mistress. They want you to spend a lot of time and money up here. People like to see that sort of thing.
But Smith says Kerry may not be in such a bad position. Although Kerry wasn't expecting such a strong challenge that has galvanized the party's left wing, Smith says that could help Kerry in the long run.
As the more moderate and conservative Democratic voters who are not really activists start paying attention to the campaign in the course of the fall, I think Kerry's going to look more attractive to them than a Dean will.
And political consultant Dan Payne says Kerry's early campaigns show that he knows how to run as an underdog.
He has had to break through the pack when he ran for Congress, same thing when he ran for lieutenant governor, same thing when he ran for the United States Senator, and now he's facing the same thing running as president. So he knows how to do this.
Kerry's next big test comes on Thursday night in Albuquerque when all 9 Democratic contenders begin a series of debates. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.